What's going on, everybody? This is WG Meats from When Giants Meet, and I'm also here with the One Cam. And we got invited to this year's American International Toy Fair convention at the Jacob Javits. And we got to give you guys a little quick recap on what we saw, our thoughts, and who we met. So the One Cam, you want to tell people how we got invited to the place?
Sure can do. Brett Clish from the Toy Industry Association approached the One Cam and asked us if we can do a demo or class during the show for the Toy Fair this year as part of the Creative Factor group. So we were there for 2 days. That was like the Sunday and Tuesday. So maybe you can say what happened on that first day that we did, how we lacked certain aspects of the demo.
How certain things weren't there and, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it was pretty cool, you know, the experience in itself. And obviously, I mean, we were both surprised. It was just like, oh, can you guys show what you guys do here? I'm like, oh, really? Like, really? That's us? Okay. That's cool. So I was pretty surprised, although obviously I know the work is not horrible, it's great, but you know, you're surprised when something like that happens to you, when you're just doing it for the love of it, you know?
Right.
So, but it was cool, you know, obviously our first day, the experience was, it was sort of a mixed bag, I would say, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would say so.
You know, we...
I would call it a fail, actually, more than a mixed bag.
I don't know, it wasn't a fail, I think. It was more of... Well, I mean, there's obviously certain things that they didn't have readily available, and right. I thought they would have, like, I don't know.
By internet definition, I would call it fail.
I'm sorry?
By internet definition, I would call it fail.
Make it a hashtag?
Uh-huh.
But I think it was pretty cool. It was obviously, you know, it was one of the things that, like, one of the people that had a table next to us, they were saying how they feel like they were a fish in a fishbowl, where people just, like, look over your stuff and like look at you and like I don't know, it was like one of those weird things where you didn't know what to say to them and they didn't know what to say to you kind of thing, and it was like right. Okay, hi,
right.
Which I mean, it was cool because obviously they were interested and they kept looking at the images and whatnot, and but it, you know, it was pretty surprising how like fish in a fishbowl I felt, you know. I don't know if you felt the same way.
Not necessarily per se. It's more on an awkward meeting with, you know, people looking at your stuff and not really know what it is that you're doing as part of the Creative Factor, since we're the only group that's not doing anything that's by hand in a sense. So the guys in the Creative Factor are doing sculptures or some knitting,
yeah.
Knitting. Items. So, and we're just doing, when we have an actual setup there to do photography, and unfortunately on that first day we didn't have the whole light stuff going on, since we didn't have the appropriate cord for it.
Well, I mean, so, they didn't necessarily have an outlet readily available anyways.
Right.
You know, so it was, I mean, obviously it wasn't just that.
So know. it's not really necessarily fitting the feeling like the fish in the barrel type of thing, but more on the awkwardness of not being able to show it is that why we're there.
It's like it's like one of those things that all the tables are put together and we're like, you know, one of these things doesn't belong.
Right. I mean, I didn't feel that as much when we were there Tuesday, since we actually are pretty prepared in terms of what it is that we're going to do.
Well, that's because we had like a 20-foot-long extension cord.
That, and we have an actual light box to, like a shadow box to create whatever ambient that we can in the show.
Yeah, that's true. And, I also thought that it was pretty cool where, you know, obviously the people that we met that were there, you know, from like Eric from Argonaut Resins and stuff like that. So it was overall a pretty good crowd, and there was a lot of talent that I thought, you know, it was like one of the things like, oh, wow, it's not a multi-million dollar company manufacturing toys or figures and stuff like that. Or it wasn't something like NECA, but it was really actually homemade figures. Right. It was, I mean, right down to the little details they would do, obviously right in front of you when they were, you know, just doing their characters or craft or whatnot.
Right.
And so, you know, that was really cool to actually see happening, and obviously seeing the after product and, you know, them selling it and whatnot.
Right.
What did you feel about, because obviously we saw a lot of toys there. What do you think about, like, you know, the whole NECA section and obviously like the lineup from Mezco?
Right. As a huge toy fan, I guess, in terms of NECA, they didn't really bring much into the table in their show, because the characters that they've been showing is pretty much a rehash of the licenses that they've already gotten in the past year, other than the new sculpts. But I guess except for the Gremlins, since they have actually expanded the Gremlins section that they have.
Well, so didn't you think it kind of had a weird living room type of vibe? There was a whole bunch of weird, you know, there was a table in the middle, and then the paneling in the background and whatnot.
Right, right.
And on one side it was Twilight products, and then on the other side they had the cool Gremlin, you know, figures and whatnot. So and then they had the Gears of War and the BioShock stuff,
right?
And obviously the Predator stuff. So that was kind of cool to see, but it was a weird vibe there. It felt like a old living room with licensed products and toys, that some of them look great, some of them just look like movie products, you know.
Well, not really, because that's how they're trying to gain, I guess, customers, retailers, for them to take their products for pre-order, so that they can actually, you know, whenever if there's someone interested, they have an actual table there for them to sit on and then discuss whatever business that they need to do. Although they have that private room in the back.
Well, yeah, that's true. They did have that private room. Now, obviously Hasbro, how we were pretty much looking for them for quite some time, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And them totally not being nowhere near remotely
the facilities
at all whatsoever. Uh-huh. So, I mean, that was kind of interesting.
That was a fail too.
I heard they did that in the past, but obviously didn't know they were going to do it this year. And we were walking around for a little bit trying to find them, and yeah.
Huge fail.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously them being Hasbro, obviously, you know, Transformers and whatnot. But I don't know. I thought they would at least have somewhat of a presence there at all, if any.
They did. They're just not in the same building.
Well, yeah, that's kind of weird. So what do you think about our pretty much first experience being invited to the American International Toy Fair this year?
It was great. I mean, the experience was awesome, meeting a lot of new guys and discussing other projects with the other creative factors. So it's always good.
Yeah, I think it was, you know, like I mentioned before, there was a lot of good talent there coming from the small guys. There's a lot of weird little products there where it seemed like they were trying to get pretty much a wholesale deal.
Right.
But, you know, which is, you know, it's cool. They were doing
that. Broadway Star?
Huh? Yeah. Broadway Star. Yeah, like the Broadway, pretty much like a Broadway Monopoly set, which is kind of odd. But, you know, they're doing their thing, which is kind of cool. We were doing their thing there. We got a lot of people looking at our stuff. You know, got a couple of good people as far as contacts, and, you know, we're going to be soon in talks with Argonaut Resins for some work. And,
or as I call him, Jason.
Some more of that. I'm sorry?
Uh-huh. Or as I call him, Jason.
Or Jason Argonaut, a.k.a. Eric. But hopefully soon you will see some more stuff come from WGM and the One Cam in regard to resin figures. And we'll see you guys next time.
And also, if you guys want to check some, the photo demos that we took during that day, check the One Cam and theonecam.com. And if you also want to see the photos from big companies like Square Enix, NECA, McFarlane, check the onegiantmeats.com.
That's right. I almost forgot to plug in my own site. How about that? But yeah, so just pretty much look for Toy Fair 2011 and When Giants Meets and theonecam.com. If you guys got any questions, hit us up on Twitter, WG Meets, and the One Cam. And see you guys next time.
Later.
Later.